But all the monkeys are in the zoo. Every day you meet quite a few. So you see, it's all up to you. You can be better than you are. You could be swinging on a star.
Hello, lovely people, and welcome to the Man Child Cave. You're listening to Lucas, and across from me is my pal, Crispy.
Hi, listeners, viewers, whatever you are out there, welcome to the podcast where we just generally talk a bit of bollocks.
We talk a bit of bollocks. We love it.
Yeah. Touch a little bit on, like, you know, people being happy and stuff and all that sort of thing. You know, how you been, Lucas?
I've been all right, man, but been suffering a little bit.
Yeah, you've had a bit of a tough winter this winter.
Oh, man, this winter's been killing me, man, and we're just out of it now, but, man, I've got this lingering cough, so I'm sorry, people, if I have to, like, you know, move away from the make and have a little cough and a splutter. I'm sucking on a vapor drop, so hopefully we'll be all good.
We got a little wind socket on the microphone tonight for a bit of microphone hygiene.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, I'm sorry in advance. Hopefully I'll be all right. I'm feeling good with my vapor drop. It's numbing the old throat, so
making his nostrils flare a little bit. It's really quite exciting.
Yeah, we're gonna power on through. But how you been, man? What's been going on?
Yeah, well, just coming out of the end of winter.
Yeah.
It's kind of cool.
Yeah, you know? Yeah. Back in the spring.
Starting to build up the spring flair.
Yeah, yeah.
Although
today is like, we're bloody back into winter again.
Oh, I know.
It's full on.
Yeah.
Because everyone loves listening to us talk about the weather, I'm sure.
Oh, well, the weather, you know, you always take it with you.
That's it.
Although it doesn't really come into relevance so much when you're doing a podcast.
No.
You know.
No.
Because it might be sunny the day. Might be the middle of summer when you're listening to this podcast.
This ain't live. In case you were wondering, we're not talking to you live.
Well, we are alive while we're talking to you.
We are alive.
And there is some editing, but very little. It's only when I say certain words.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, edit point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We do that and you don't hear it for the most part.
Yeah.
But what's been going on, man? What's you know, you're living life.
Yeah.
We haven't done we're doing a solo duo episode today. We don't have a guest, which
we had one planned, but he had to pull out. He's given us another date to work with.
Yeah.
Which is kind of cool. You know, life's like that.
Yeah. We're unfortunately, flexible. You know, things fall through.
Yeah.
But we're going to power on through and we're going to hopefully give you some entertainment.
Yeah. Well, we've been doing a little bit of research.
Yeah.
On different bits and pieces.
Yeah.
Because we, it was Lucas's idea to come up with we were battling with the name early on before we even started releasing the podcast.
Yeah.
What are we going to call it? Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And Lucas came up with the idea of the Man-Child Cave.
Yeah.
And, you know, we were all on board until we, a little while into doing the Man-Child Cave, did a bit more research and found out you guys really hate man-childs.
Yeah. People out there are negative on the man-child.
Yeah, they did.
We realised that maybe the terminology and man-child cave, like man-child people, aren't as cool as they could be. But we're trying, you know, as we've said, we're trying to give it a positive push because I think, you know, you can have the balance, guys. You can have the balance. Yeah, just to go on with what Chris was saying, we're trying to kind of dig deep, like especially in these ones where it's just us. We're trying to dig deep into what it means to be a man child, what people out in the world think that is. Yeah, really kind of deep dive into the world of the man child.
Well, yeah, coming back at it, like after coming through all this time and doing something that we really like and seeing something that's, you know, really kind of going places.
Yeah.
But yeah, getting all this negative energy from the press, you know, originally you were saying that, well, it doesn't really matter what we're called as long as we just start getting it out there.
Yeah.
You know, when you start looking into what you're actually called, it's like, well, yes, my name is Richard Cranium, but, you know, you don't have to call me dickhead. But people are just going to do that anyway.
That's true.
Because the temptation's just there.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah. So we're just trying to, you know, actually exfoliate.
Yeah, sure.
Exfoliate.
That's totally the word for it.
That's me being a malapropite.
Oh, dear. But yeah, so this week Crispy's done some amazing little legwork, and we've found a bit of information about...
I did some computer stuff, people.
Yeah, you totally got on the computer and you did some of the stuff. You were tapping away.
Tap, tap, tappy.
And found a pretty sweet article from...
What's his name?
Oh, fuck. Why did you ask that right now?
I know. Well, it's like, he was just about to look. And
Paul Chai. There we
Paul
go.
Chai Paul the Chai of the Sydney Morning Herald.
Yeah. And it's from a few years back.
Are you sure? I don't think it was that long ago.
It's 2014, man.
Was it?
Yeah.
Okay.
So well, it's a while back.
Yeah, that's gone back, you know, a few years, five years.
But we found, Crispy's found an article called Rise of the Man-Child.
Indeed I have.
Which is very appropriate for our podcast. And, you know, overall, as a quick kind of guide, it has some interesting kind of points, and they're quite valid, I think. It's unlike some of the other stuff we've found online about man-children where we've pretty much poo-pooed it. This one is this one's kind of makes a bit more sense. Like,
yeah,
we don't necessarily fit into this mold, but we can definitely see where other people would fall into this. And some of the traits are stuff that we've got, but for the most part, it makes sense as to why people kind of think, you know, maybe not super positively on the man-child, I guess.
Yeah.
What do you reckon?
We're sort of getting a little bit of the idea, like, yeah, this is all kind of what we're talking about.
Yeah.
But we're more talking towards a positive side rather than, you know, oh, he just sits on the couch all day and doesn't do anything. Yes, I do that sometimes. But, I literally have done that for the last month and a half.
Mm.
But I've actually found out that it's not just me being lazy or being a man child.
Because,
I've had arthritis.
Yeah.
Since I was 14.
For sure.
So winter time of year, I would actually have to take a hiatus on doing too much.
Yeah, yeah.
And would end up on the couch for quite a bit because I was in quite a lot of pain. And, you know, this year, because I had my hip replacement.
Yeah.
This is the first year that I was going through that same thing out of rote habit.
Right.
And it wasn't until later in the month where I was like, oh, okay. I have been doing this for about 15 years.
Yeah.
Just sort of like laying low for a month.
Yeah. Kind of hibernating.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's good to look into these things a little bit deeper and, you know, see what other people are actually thinking about the man child.
Yeah. And so with this article, it's kind of a bit more, I guess, talking to women out there, I guess, sort of. Like it's kind of explaining to women why the man-child kind of exists in this day and age. Like just going from the blurb underneath the title, why are some guys commitment shy and as likely to opt for a night of video games with the lads as a date with you? So it's kind of explaining it to the female population a little bit.
Yeah, my missus read that while I was first reading the article. She said, that's you.
That's you.
I mean,
But, you know, like it totally, a lot of the reasons in there totally make sense. And a lot of the history they talk about certainly doesn't kind of work for us. But, yeah, there's definitely some interesting, just the way the world has kind of evolved in the last kind of, I don't know, like 10, 20 years, something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
It's definitely kind of changed. And some of it's a bit kind of obvious to people, but I think it's good. I think it explains a lot of
a lot of the research that I'm seeing, it's not just 10, 20 years. It's more like a generation to generation sort of like.
Yeah, you're right.
It's a pull through of one of the leading bits about the article is where it's like my dad, when he was 26, he had a 2-year-old child and a career on the way.
Yeah.
Or not on the way, but well in swing.
Yeah.
My dad was 40 when I was born, so he already had 6 kids.
Yeah, he was already well and
he
truly
was
into it.
Well and truly into it.
Yeah.
You know. Yeah.
Yeah. So basically it's talking about how, like, for a quick rundown, back kind of, you know, 30, 40, 50 years ago, men, they were, by the time they were in their mid to late 20s, they already had shit locked down. They were married. They had kids. They had a house probably. Like all of that was done and dusted. So they were just in responsibility mode.
Yeah.
Whereas these days, It's an entirely different world. So people are getting married later. You can't afford a house until later. So people are starting, you know, men and women, but like this is focusing on the men, are staying home longer. They're staying in the family unit, kind of being looked after by their mummies.
Yeah.
And are staying around longer in the family household.
Yeah. In the comfort zone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which they, you know, they're in a state of arrested development, to use a term.
Should we do a little a voiceover from our new voiceover lady, Karen?
I love that you've given her a name.
Karen's gonna.
But I don't think I'm dodging responsibility. I'm just aware of how big a thing commitment actually is. I don't want to drift into it, and I don't want to passively give up my freedom. I want to actively lay one down to pick up the other.
So that's an interesting point. Thanks for doing that, Karen.
Yeah, that was lovely, Karen. Beautiful speaking voice.
She's got a beautiful speaking voice.
Yeah. So what are we listening to there? That was basically a quote from one of the man children in the article, basically. Yeah,
there's like three or four different man children in the article?
Yeah, yeah. They kind of have a few different examples.
They give, and that was just a guy progressing towards having children and all that sort of stuff. And obviously, like he just doesn't want to give it up. I mean, I think that's kind of prevalent, especially in this day and age where there's so much.
Yeah.
You know, like that image that we get of a 26-year-old man with two children gives us the image that I guess that a lot of men have actually been trying to escape.
Yeah.
The whole idea of having children and a mortgage, settling down before you're 30 seems like, but when do I get to be me?
Yeah, when do I get to enjoy my life?
Where's my fun bit? Yeah. You know, where's my leap year?
Yeah, or the gap year. Yeah.
Gap years, yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, that's
everybody
totally
gets
right.
A leap year.
Where yeah, like in the last generation, they probably didn't really, or a generation or two before, they didn't really think about that so much.
No.
It was just straight into the career path.
Yeah. Because, I mean, the lady that I was listening to in the article was referred to, she writes a book called Manning Up. She was talking about how, back in...
Kay Heimowitz, Manning Up, How the Rise of Women Has Turned Men into Boys is the book of which you speak.
Yeah, and within that, she's going into things like, you know, in the 60s, it was, you know, women were married by 21, men were married by 23, and now in today's age, it's like 28, 30, sort of respectively.
Yeah.
Because of what you were saying before, house prices, all sorts of things. We don't want to reiterate that too much, but like just life's changed and we do get a bit of cough and splutter.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm sorry.
So the fact that women and men were married so much earlier, like in the 60s, the average age for women to be married was 21 and 23 for men.
Yeah.
But in our day and age, the sort of average is 28, 29, 30, respectively, for boys and girls.
Yes.
Men and ladies.
Men and the ladies. Yeah. So it's a lot later. Yeah.
And also, a lot of that time is your 20s are kind of pretty fun times.
Yeah, totally.
I mean, you were saying, Lucas, how you kind of fit into one of those gaps.
Yeah, so,
but not the rest of it.
Yeah, so when they're explaining, like at the start of the article, the author of the article, Paul, he's saying that at the age of 27, his father was married, had a mortgage, a career path, and a 6-year-old son already. But at the same age, I got married at 24, but that's pretty much the only thing, you know, in this day and age, people think that's crazy. Like 24, far out, that's so young. At the same page, I had none of the other stuff.
Yeah.
Like me and my wife were, you know, gallivanting off in the UK and we didn't actually start having kids until our 30s. So there was a big gap before we started actually thinking about settling down.
Well, we found out at the Manchild Cave Universe. Actually, after our last meeting, we had a little stop at McDonald's afterwards, and Lucas gave us one of the main awesome bits about being married in the UK.
Yeah.
Where ladies just seem to be attracted, like...
to taken men.
To taken men.
Yeah, yeah.
Very heavily.
Yeah.
So much.
Swat them away. Swat, swat.
He was. He's just like, wow. All these colleagues are going, how are you doing this?
Yeah.
How are you doing this?
Yeah. Which I took offense to because, you know, I was like, why not? You know, I'm an attractive male.
Yeah. The fact that I've got a ring on my finger.
Seems to make everything...
go bling, bling.
Yeah, it just goes crazy.
Yeah.
But yeah, very much so.
Just as a little side note there. Straying off the topic there, as a little segue for you. But yeah, so getting back to the article, let's hear from our lovely announced lady, Karen, again.
Hi, Karen.
Oh, fuck. I poked Karen in the throat with my apostrophe.
Oh, no.
Oh, I did it again.
Oh, Karen, you've gone quiet.
With the rise of feminism, there is a great deal of expectation on men in this generation, and I don't think they know what to do to satisfy the requirements of their partners. When there was a very patriarchal structure, men knew exactly what to do. They did it well, they brought home the bread and it worked. Now men are expected to do 1,000 different things.
Interesting point, Karen.
Thanks for that, Karen.
Oh, she's
such
lovely.
A lovely
lily. Yeah, yeah, yeah. She needs to be on more often.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. But yeah, so to that, yeah, it's kind of what we've been talking about. It's like, yeah, there was very much a structure and that structure's gone out the window now. There's kind of not a kind of line that we have to take anymore, is there? Like, you can go down that path, but, you know, also... Your partner will probably also want to keep hold of their career.
Yeah.
When you do actually settle down, you're probably both going to be working, probably have to work because you need to make money to look after your kids.
Yeah, because it's so expensive, the rent these days, and look after your kids.
So the lines are completely blurred, which is totally okay, but it just leaves a lot of things up in the air, you know, like nothing's certain. And
so defined as it was before.
Yeah.
Go out, get a job. Find a woman, buy a house, have some kids, repeat.
Yeah. Then die.
Then die. And they do that.
Yeah.
And so on and so forth. And that's what it's been for eons.
Yeah.
You know.
And I think like that's actually like in some cases of the man child, it's almost like a bit of a it's all too hard. I'm not gonna worry about any of that. And for the ones that don't have families and all that kind of stuff, they're like, well, screw it. I'm just going to live for myself and the money I can spend is on me. I can, you know, go traveling and, you know, spend money on just fun shit.
Yeah.
And, it's a bit of a, break loose of any kind of idea of structure, I guess.
Yeah, well, that's pretty much what the first quote was sort of saying. Like, yeah. It was like, oh, you know what? No, I can see all that coming.
Yeah.
And I guess that's reflected in the marriage ages these days, you know? Mm. Like, I can see all that coming, but you know what? I'm still going to have good kids in my 30s.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And Lucas has done that. He's got good, great kids.
Yeah.
And he's had them in his 30s, so, you know.
And like, it's pretty much the average. It's not like I'm certainly not like an old dad at the school or anything. In fact, I feel kind of young.
Yeah.
Compared to a lot of them, not all of them, but yeah, it's like most people are worrying about career or life experience over settling down and having a family. And that has kind of caused a whole bunch of man children.
A fish are attacking.
Oh, that was weird.
We got some new fish in the fish tank this week. I saw this really big one and it said $40 on the side of the tank and I went up to show the missus. Look at this one.
Yeah.
And then I showed the dude and he's like, oh, yes, but very expensive. I was like, how much? He said, $150. I was like, have you got anything a little bit smaller that we can grow to that size?
Yeah.
And we got, see the stripy tail one in the middle?
Yes.
That's a $50 fish.
Damn, son.
Yeah, I know.
That's an expensive fish right there.
But we want him to get as big as the other ones.
Right.
But, you know. Because this one was like almost a foot long.
Yeah, right.
Which I think would look cool in that tank, you know, with all the other fish. And then you got like one big.
You got to grow, little fella.
Yeah, grow. We paid the money on your ass. Just need to get some air in that tank. All right. Have we fleshed that out? Shall we give Karen another crack it another
bit.
Yeah,
let's give Karen a try.
See if I can...
What do you want most and what will you have to sacrifice to get it? There are no right answers, although probably plenty of wrong ones. Take as much guidance as you can and then walk your own path. That could be a mortgage and kids, or it could be climbing Everest. Just make it count.
That's a good call, Karen.
Karen, you've come up with some clangers tonight, aren't you?
Absolutely killing it.
Yeah, she's doing well.
I think that talks into what we were saying, in that there's no one rule anymore. Like, there used to be the one idea of what you had to do, but now you can
literally do anything.
Yeah. You know? So you can do the family, but you can also go off and you know, enjoy some fun, and which I think is great. I think for the most part, like, that's actually kind of positive, but it kind of starts leading into what the negatives are.
Well, yeah, thinking that's good for most people, but then some people, like, we do a bit of men's mental health in this situation, where, you know, yes, a lot of people will be able to just choose their own path, but a lot of guys get lost in that.
Yeah.
You know, and I guess some of these things that they're talking about being a man child, if they're just told, oh, hang on, you need to work at this place.
Yeah.
And a little bit of their freedom taken away, but yet they get the ability to be worthwhile in something they do, valued, all the things that come about from being active within something that maybe they didn't necessarily choose it, but they get all the benefits out of whatever they put into it.
Yeah. And I think you also lose out on some life skills as well, like things that you wouldn't learn. Like, they go into that when these man children, quote unquote, do go into a relationship, they don't necessarily have some of those life skills that maybe would be helpful in a relationship or a family.
Mm-hmm.
So I think Karen might mention this at some point. They say something along the line, like, one wife says something like, you know, when I have a kid, I actually gain two, because they've also got to look after their husband, not just the child.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because the husband hasn't actually learnt a lot of the fatherly kind of duties and life skills that they need to be a responsible adult.
Well, yeah, that was one of the large parts, and I guess the more damning part on the man child.
Yeah,
is the adverse reaction of being a man child that often happens within a relationship between a male and a female, or their partner.
Yeah,
you know, just to keep it all, including the 3%.
Yeah. Although I don't think the 3% are really included in this necessarily, because there's not necessarily a wife and a husband that are having some kind of issue, I guess. This is very much of a... I feel like it's a straight male issue, potentially.
You don't think there's some gay man childs?
Oh, yeah, I think there definitely is, but I think it affects them very differently in that relationship, I would have thought.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, I don't know. But I can't... Yeah, I don't... I'm not really...
It's hard to say.
Yeah, exactly.
Not really gay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't think we can necessarily come from that standpoint, really. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Cool. Well, as long as we've got that to air.
Yeah.
I'm not sure that Karen has a lot more to say. What do you think, Karen? Have you got anything more to say? Karen?
Karen, are you there?
Are you there?
Karen? I can't hear you, Karen.
I think men are very confused.
Oh, well, that's very poignant.
That's true. I feel confused all the time, Karen. That is a valid point. Thank you. Oh, Karen.
Karen, you're a laugh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if Karen's going to be here very many weeks, but I'm enjoying it while she's here.
Yeah.
And I think that's what we've been talking about this whole time. Like, it's a confusing period of life, you know. Like, you want to have I think a lot of people, they do want to have the structure and the responsibility, but you also don't want to give up the joy and to use a term we use a lot, the wonderment of that pre-adult life. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. That's great. I think, thankfully, I don't necessarily fall into that too much. I think luckily, like, I didn't stay home past like kind of 18, 19, where I was mothered too much, where I had to kind of learn a lot of the skills to get me through life fairly early on. Unlike a lot of man children in this day and age, where they do stay home longer and kind of hang out with mum who does all their laundry and does all that kind of stuff. So I didn't really have the fortune of doing that. So I kind of feel like my version of man child is more that I had to kind of grow up pretty quickly at a young age. So now that I'm a little bit more of in a comfortable state, I let the man child out now, whereas I didn't get to earlier.
Because that makes sense. Lucas grew up, if you don't mind me saying.
I don't mind you
with
saying.
I met him. I didn't know his dad. I met him once, maybe twice, but that was not until later years.
Yeah.
And he was the man of the house.
That's right.
When I met him, and that was early years.
Yeah. I was also an only child, so I was the only man of the house, so to speak. So a lot of the manly responsibilities around the house were left to me, you know, the regular man chores.
Doing the chores.
Yeah.
Sorry, Crispy, I can't come for a drive because we've got to do chores.
Yeah.
Mum wants me to paint the friggin' walls.
Yeah. I was doing lots of painting of walls.
His mum worked at a paint shop.
Yeah, you know, that's right.
She loved
painting that lady. Oh, mate.
But she didn't do any of it.
No. She just picked the colour.
And then used to give him all these fancy patterns to do. You got to do these like...
Oh, man. Had to do all you're doing it wrong. Had to sweep and all that kind of stuff, yeah.
You put the paint on, but not too much, and then sweep it with a broom.
Yeah.
Gives it that textured feel.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, it just looks like shit feel.
Yeah, oh, man. I did it wrong every time, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Purpose.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think Karen wants to say something.
Oh, okay, Karen.
Oh, fuck. She's gone soft again.
What are you doing, Karen? Come back to us.
Don't get wrong. I like men.
Okay. You were there typing that out and I was like, what's he doing?
Yeah.
That didn't really make any sense, but I like it anyway.
You can totally...
Don't get wrong. I like men.
There was supposed to be a few more words in there, but you know.
Oh, Karen.
Yeah.
I love your use of the English language.
Yeah, she's so good. So I went into a bit more study.
Yes.
Because we've got that sort of bit down, but then where did the man-child actually sort of come from?
Yeah.
And I got in... Well, Karen might be able to tell us a little bit about this.
Okay.
Let's see if I can get Karen...
Is she going to be a bit more on topic again?
Boy, I think so.
The massive that lead a life of quiet desperation, without the rites of passage, that was the way that men of time gone by with was used to make men be men by taking them away from their mother for often months at a time. To make a man that does not rely on other to do for them, but now is independent.
Okay, Karen, I think you've been on the sauce tonight.
Yeah.
Like, it didn't quite make as much sense as
that bottle
of
wine's going down pretty quick, isn't it?
Come on, Karen.
Karen.
You got to be professional. We're paying you lots of money to do this.
Yeah. No,
so rude.
You're not having any more wine. I don't think you get more speaking parts in this episode either.
Yeah. But so what was that saying? Because you did kind of explain that to me a little bit before the podcast. But
I just basically that, like, you know, quiet desperation being like, you know, what people do. But then now in days gone past, which is the confused men sort of bit. And, you know, I'm going to go get my job or whatever and get to like live and do what everybody tells me I need to do. But.
Follow the appropriate line.
In the ways have gone by where you had actual a test of manhood and sort of stuff where they like start a ceremony and then go and take a boy from his bed and take him away from his parents for like sometimes months at a time just to separate them from the nurturing or the reliance and all that. That stuff that sort of in some respects forms this negative sort of man child.
Yeah.
That where they just keep on relying on that and never get a chance to actually become a proper adult, become self reliant, become real part of the community or whatever they like choose to be.
You don't get dropped in the deep end where you have to kind of learn what to do.
Yeah.
You kind of...
Well, like you're saying, that's what you actually had to do. You had to...
Not in quite as serious a way as, you know...
You didn't have to take peyote cactus and waltz out in the desert for months.
Taken out of my bed in the middle of the night. But yeah, it's a lot easier.
That's called pedophilia now these days.
Yeah, it's a lot easier just to chill out and, you know, take your own time to get out. And, you know, you can find a partner and not even have to leave home and just move from the family home to your new...
Yeah,
kind of wedding, you know, marriage home or whatever.
Yeah, and you got a good woman. Why is she good? Because she cooks me breakfast every morning. Where's the bit there? You know, she does my washing, does all this sort of stuff. Yeah. But no, you haven't actually matured, really, have you?
And that kind of sucks for the woman, which it kind of talks about in that article as well. Mm. Like, you know, why do they have to be the one to look after you? And they're not your mum.
Yeah,
like they don't. You know, they're with you because you know they want some kind of romantic kind of relationship, but then once you move in and you're like, oh well, you know, you just got to look after me now, that's definitely a negative connotation of being a man child. Like lumping that responsibility onto your partner isn't really fair.
No.
Mm.
Sort of taking away, you know, I mean, in some respects it's sort of like the circle of life.
Yeah,
you know, when you're talking about that, I was like, well, it was part of me was rallying against it because I do want someone to do all that, which is good. But I also want to be really independent as well.
Yeah, that's right.
And when you're in a partnership, you know, you've got pluses and minuses about each partner that, you know, one's really good at one thing and one's really good at the other. It doesn't mean that either of them can't do either thing.
Because,
you know, we're grown-ups now.
Yeah.
You should be able to put washing into a dishwasher or a...
Yeah.
Clothes washer and turn it on.
Don't put your washing in the dishwasher, man. No, that's not cool.
No, I
don't do it again.
Yeah, I tried. It doesn't do well with socks.
Don't put them in while the plates are in there as well. That's
even worse. I actually put my fish tank in the dishwasher the other day.
Oh, that's all right.
Yeah,
it
was kind of fun. Made it really clean.
Yeah, great.
And then I watched a video on YouTube that said that's the wrong thing to do.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Bugger.
Yeah, all those detergents and stuff don't really leave.
Yeah, right. Oh, that's not good.
No.
Yeah, don't do it again.
But it was just the glass. It was this fish tank that I'd actually broken down. And me and Sarah actually got together and we built it together on the weekend. It was a nice little, you know.
That's lovely.
We siliconed up the fish tank.
You guys, it's so cute.
It's not perfect, but it will work.
It'll work all right.
As long as it holds water, I don't care. It's an outside fish tank that's going to have koi carp in it. That's going to feed my aquaponics. So
yeah, aquaponics.
Yeah,
it's very cool. Crispy has a whole aquaponics set up outside. He was just showing me before the potty. Very cool. Making his own food.
Making some chives come out of it.
Yeah.
Some cos lettuce, some basil.
Sweet.
Some pretty flowers for the missus.
Sweet.
Yeah, she was pretty excited.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So. Where do we land? Where have we landed? I feel like we need to kind of do a bit of a summation. Is there some kind of a conclusion to what we've found, I guess? What do you reckon?
Oh, well, if you're going to be a man child, be like us.
Yeah.
Don't rely on other people to do things for you. And I think my missus might be listening. She's not listening because she's listening to TV in the other room. But if she was, she'd be like snickering away going, oh, yeah.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, right. You're going to say that? But I do a bit.
I do. But yeah, no, I think it, at the end of the day, it's like we've said it before, it's all about the balance. Like you've still got to, you know, you've got to own your responsibilities. But once you get those responsibilities sorted, you can fucking be a man child all you want.
I think the words, you got to earn your man child time.
Yeah.
Is a good way to go about it, isn't it? Like, when you've done all your shit, go and have a wank.
But like, it's so true. Like, you can still have responsibilities and also fucking watch Star Wars and, you know, play with remote control cars or some shit, you know, have a hobby.
Yeah. And if you've got all your dotted all your T's and crossed all your I's, then it should be fine.
Crossing my eyes right now. Yeah, but that's all it is, really. Like, is you know, it is a confusing time, but fuck, like, sort yourself out.
Yeah, sort yourself out. But you know, if you can't, then find solace in a friend. You know, find someone that you think you'd like to be like, and see if they will hang out with you. Tell them how much you admire them, and that might actually help you a little bit.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you fly with geese, you're going to become a gander.
Yeah.
But if you fly with, you know, falcons, then you'll be falcon.
I love it. I love it.
Yeah.
That's great.
Don't choke on it, Lucas.
Yeah, no. all right. I think that's a pretty good... not bad. But if you guys want to actually read the article that we've kind of been going on, because, you know, we've just been taking little snippets of it. It's quite interesting. It was from the Sydney Morning Herald, Rise of the Man-Child by Paul Chai. So I'm sure you can easily Google that, Bizzo.
You can always drop put a link in there.
Yeah. I'll chuck it in the little podcast notes or whatever.
Just on the side, I actually dropped Lucas the link to this one, just to say. And then the missus was like very happy with me going, oh, you were talking computer junk.
Yeah, totally.
And I was like, yes, I am.
Yeah. All right. I think that's a good place to switch gears. And also I'm going to pause the podcast so I can cough my guts out.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to pause it. All right. We're back from the cough break. The
cough break is over.
And I think it's time, Crispy. I think it's time.
To delve.
I think it's time to delve.
To delve.
Hey, Karen.
Karen.
Take it away.
Karen.
I've got a butt, and it's a butthole, and it is stinky down there.
She's got the voice of an angel.
Oh, yeah. She does it better than we ever do.
Yeah, that was beautiful. Thanks, Karen.
Thanks, Karen.
So, this week... On the old butthole.
On the butthole moments.
We are talking. It's a very men-centric butthole this week.
Although there could be a bit of a fanny scratch.
You're giving it away already.
Yeah.
We're talking the ball scratch.
The ball scratch.
All men suffer from this. Itchy balls.
Well, you've got those loose little bits just... tangling around down there. Yeah,
loose bits.
In between two of your main sort of like getting around implements. And they seem to be right hanging in between them.
Yeah.
At the point, you know, where if there's sweat or things going to develop, then it's you know, it's something that's quite sensitive.
Yeah. And it seems to be a pretty regular occurrence that you need to have a bit of a scratch down there. Now, I feel... that, you know, there's like a few different camps with the ball scratch.
Right.
Like, you've got the guy who does the sneaky scratch.
Mm.
You've got the guy that's just straight up, just out and proud, scratching and rearranging those balls. And then there's also a level that I feel like the camp I kind of go into is that I somehow save up all my itchiness and my ball scratchiness for just before bed.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
And so don't even think about it during the day, barely at all. Don't even worry about it. But then when I get into bed, it's just time for it. It's like you get it all out of your system.
My fingertips and my balls are just friends.
Yeah, they're buddies.
They're playing.
Yeah. They're going to hang out.
Yeah.
It's like it's just a nice relief and not nasty way.
Mine for that is walking to the toilet in the morning, like where,
you know,
on the way to the toilet, I'm like, getting
all
primitive.
Yeah.
You know, like just waking up and I'm all like, brain not working, balls still itchy.
Yeah.
Nobody's watching.
Okay. So I haven't even thought about that one. Yeah. So I'm like the before bed, but that's the post sleep scratch.
Oh, there's all kinds of ball scratches. Yeah, you know?
It's opening up my world.
There's the male dude that's a little bit insecure and he doesn't have, you know, all the bits and pieces going bumping around upstairs.
Yeah,
puts his hand in his pocket. He's like,
I'm gonna have a little sneaky scratch.
He's just doing he's touching himself in a kind way, in a moment where it's like a little bit, he's feeling a little insecure.
Yeah.
Just get a little bit of familiarity to himself.
I just need to, you know, have a little scratch just to feel comfortable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Doesn't work with the ladies so much.
No. No, it looks awkward when you put your hand in there, have a little bit of a scratchy poo.
I think there's the domineering scratch as well.
Mm. Mm.
Where, sorry, I just poked a chip in my mouth. Yeah. So the wrong
time.
That
was the best time to do that. Well done.
Where I've had this with a couple of my nephews over the time where, you know, they feel like they're the alpha and they'll just...
Walking around
with a hand
cock of the walk,
hand in so their pants, speak. It's like, I don't care. Anyway, I'm alpha. I've got my hand on my balls, you know.
Yeah.
I don't care what you say.
Yeah, I don't like that.
I feel it's a little bit.
But I want to know how the brain works. Like, so, for example, like with yours or with you know, in the morning or mine at night, how do I even save it up? Like, I don't feel itchiness at all until I'm free balling in the boxer shorts or whatever, ready for bed. All of a sudden, it's go time.
But it's like so during the day, you're wearing just
your regular, you know, boxer briefs or whatever.
Boxer briefs, and, so like, and they're kind of they're almost like a sleeping bag, you know.
Yeah.
Until you take it out of the sleeping bag, you don't really know what's wrong. Could possibly be an answer. I mean, I'm just. We're delving here.
Yeah, throwing it out there. Yeah, we're delving right in.
Yeah.
We don't have the answers.
Yep. Putting our fingers into this pie.
We're getting very close to the butthole with the ball scratch.
Yeah.
But yeah, I just get it. Like, but it's something that, like, it's not even every night, but some nights I'll just be like, damn, that's an itch.
Yeah.
And I need to relieve that itch with a good old scratch.
Yeah.
Far out.
This is probably going to make you squirm a little bit.
Oh, no.
But... have you ever, like, gone down for a ball scratch and wondered why it's already wet down there?
No. I'm going to say that real quick. No.
You're like, why? I haven't been sweating or doing anything. Why is it wet down there?
No. Nope.
Yeah, maybe it's an old man thing. But I haven't actually, you know, come about till now. So, yeah.
I don't know what to... I feel like I need to ask questions. But you
don't really want to answer.
No. Why is it wet?
I don't know.
No, it's not wet.
It's not necessarily the balls. It's more the gooch.
Right. Oh, like the in-between. Yeah. You're scratching all the way down there?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I take care of all the business. I don't go all the way to the butthole because it never needs any scratching.
No.
That just feels
like... definitely shouldn't.
That feels like you're interrupting with yourself.
Yeah. Yeah, that's turning into something else. But I feel like my gooch isn't getting itchy.
Yeah.
It's just the balls.
Really?
Yeah.
No, your gooch doesn't...
No.
Yeah. All right.
The taint.
The taint. The taint. We've been watching a lot of Archer lately.
Oh, right.
And they went into an area where... there was rattlesnakes around, and he's like, oh, yeah, rattlesnakes. Oh, yeah. And he got bitten on the taint.
Oh, that's good.
That's just great. I really quite like it.
Nice.
It's fun.
The taint. Oh, man. So, people out there, let us know your thoughts on the ball scratch. Do you land in like a certain area?
Are you an early morning scratcher or a just before bedtime scratcher?
Late night scratcher.
Are you a scratcher? Like, tell us, have we missed a couple of different types of scratches?
Yeah. And does anyone have any thoughts on, like, why, like, how do you save up the scratches until the end of the night or early in the morning? Like, how does that work?
Well, back in the day, and I know this guy's not got a good feel, but I believe he used to be quite a good comic. It's not... he rapes, but he saves. So,
yeah. Mr. Cosby.
Mr. Cosby. I'm really dirty that he did those things. It's horrible.
It sucks.
For the ladies that did that and also for myself.
Because
I respected Bill.
Yeah.
I thought he was funny.
He was funny.
He was the
It's true that he was funny.
And anyway, I've got a record of his that I've put on. This has been since he's all this has come out.
Mm.
And I got booed for putting it on.
Really?
But on it was the record sports or whatever he talks
about. Oh, yeah, yeah. It's a
talks about
one,
not ball scratch, but it's like...
I don't know. I haven't heard it.
Jock strap something. Anyway. And he, like, it's real funny how he talks about it. And you'll save all day for that shit, you know. You'll wait all day just to make it, and then you get to the end of the day and go, stick your hands down your pants. And,
That's a great Bill Cosby impersonation, by the way.
Was it?
No.
Stick your hand down your pants.
Whoa. Rudy. Oh, dear. Yeah, no, it's upsetting. That just totally reminded me, you know, saying, you know, he was funny because it's upset that he did, you know, it's upsetting that he did that, not just for the absolute horror show, but also because it's kind of, we've lost that voice as well. I was talking to Crispy before about it, like watching comedians in cars getting coffee, watching Seinfeld talk about it, and that dude was his hero.
Yeah.
And, like, it's totally fucked it for him, you know? Yeah. Like he was legit, like, his favourite comedian.
Yeah.
That's fucked.
I guess you got to say it all. Sorry to all the Michael Jackson fans out there as well.
Yeah. Yep.
Yep. Not so much the George Michael fans.
No, but, he was cool.
He was all right.
Yeah.
Just that one time in the bathroom stalls.
Yeah, yeah. Why
it's
not?
It's fine.
It's you just know, running everyone the was consenting, flag up the so flag. It's fine.
Yeah.
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 Where we, you know, we've suddenly gone off topic from the ball scratching. But, you know.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So getting back to the ball scratching.
Yeah.
So if you find out, if somebody could give me a little bit of a heads up about the wet gooch.
I don't know if we want to have anyone give us the heads up on the wet
please.
Gooch.
Please. I'm confused.
All right. I think this is a good time, a very good time to close up the butthole, which is very close to the wet gooch.
Oh, wet gooch.
All right, kids. Not you know what time it is. It's time. It's time to leave the man-child cave.
Good night.
That's what we do when we close up the butthole. It's also time to close up the man-child cave.
Mm.
You know we love you all. Ooh. We want to hear from you. We want to hear your voices. We want to see your little tippity-tappities on your keyboard.
Talk to me.
If you've got any questions, you know, just throw it out there. And if you've got any answers, especially, because we definitely don't have any answers.
Mm. Red gooch.
Yeah, we need some answers, if anything. Help us out.
Yeah.
So, you know, hit us up on the Twitter.
Yeah.
On the Instagram. On the Facebook. It's all like at Manchild Cave, except for the Twitter, at Manchild Cave Pod. We've got the Gmail, manchildcave@gmail.com. Share us with your friends if you think that they might be into it. If they need some, like, some thoughts about being a manchild, about men's health. All that shit.
If there's something you want to be brought up in the man-child cave, we're happy to be there.
Yeah.
If you feel like you're going to be an awesome man-child cave guest, you've just been listening to us going, we could catch you on Skype, we could get you in.
Yeah.
All sorts of different things.
All that
things.
Kind of shit.
Yep.
Yeah. We'd love to hear from you guys. And if you like it, give us a little 5 stars on the old iTunes.
Yes, please.
Tell your mates so we can have some more listeners. That's how we can keep this thing going. If we get some more listeners, we can build this shit up.
Yeah.
Make the man-child cave massive. All right, kids. We will speak to you next time.
We will.
In the man-child cave.
In the man-child cave.
Chow, chow, chow.
Chow, 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 chow. Bye.
Won't you hear what I got?